This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news. Sandy Koufax, not dead. John Lopez, I rely on you for this type of information, and you completely let me, all the loopholes, all the listeners down. Sandy Koufax, not dead.
I did. I let you down. Could have sworn he was dead. Maybe it's another former great Dodger that I was thinking of.
Not dead. Tommy Lasorda is still ticking as well. Mm-hmm. The dream of landing Tevin Coleman is dead, though. The Atlanta Falcons free agent running back signs a two-year deal with the San Francisco 49ers for up to $10 million. He's going to be reunited with his former offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, who's now the head coach out there. He's going to join a crowded backfield with Matt Breida, along with Jerick McKinnon, who got hurt before the season last year. And it just led me to wonder, John. Number one, we thought it was going to cost way more than this. Number two, it's already common knowledge that the Texans needed a running back. Mm-hmm. And number three, it appears that the main reason that he's going there is because he believes in Kyle Shanahan as an offensive coordinator.
That matters.
And
there's
he's
a lot of players
willing to take less money, mm-hmm. even though they already have running backs, to be in Kyle Shanahan's scheme, which has me wondering, was this about money and the money that Brian Gain was willing to pay? Or is this about the fact that offensive players feel that coaches like Kyle Shanahan and other coaches like that can maximize their talents more than Bill O'Brien?
I think the answer to that is yes. I mean, the foremost, players want to get paid. I mean, that's what the NFL is all about, getting to your second contract. I mean, you get to your second contract, that's what you want, and so you want to get paid. But if all things being equal, you know, if there are offers that are close, it's all about, you know, the right fit. I mean, Gerard's joining us in about 10 minutes, and he can expand on this, but he can absolutely attest, as many players who have joined us have, you know, getting the right fit, the right situation, the right approach offensively or defensively, whichever side of the ball you're on, is huge. Absolutely. This has to do a lot with Kyle Shanahan.
I had no problem with the Texans whiffing on the offensive lineman because I didn't look at the offensive lineman and say, this guy for sure is going to solidify your offensive line. Trent Brown, it would have been great to add him to the mix, but 4 years, $66 million with Oakland, I can understand passing on that. But when it's a guy like Tevin Coleman, who I think you can make a case has more upside in the future than Lamar Miller, and he only signs for 2 years, $10 million, you cut Lamar Miller and you save six.
Yeah.
So basically it would cost you $4 million to have Tevin
for
Coleman in your backfield for two seasons. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make much sense to me. And when Seth threw it out there, it did make me raise my eyebrows a little bit because that's a schematic thing. And maybe the Texans are in a situation and Brian Gain's in a situation where, you know, we talk about hometown discounts and we talk about players signing for less to go to certain teams. We see that a lot. Maybe the Texans are going to have to pay top dollar because players just don't really want to come here. Or on the other side of things, maybe the Texans just don't think that Tevin Coleman, who's a zone runner, he's an outside zone runner, maybe they think he doesn't fit into this scheme. And that's a little bit discouraging as well because I think a lot of people, including Andy Benoit, they said that Tevin Coleman actually, when it came in the big picture, he fits into schemes like this better than Le'Veon Bell does, and he's much cheaper.
But Bill O'Brien comes into play at some point, right? Because I think that's a big factor or for sure. Because Coleman thrived with Kyle Shanahan in Atlanta. Shanahan moves on. He goes there because the money had to have been close, right? So now we need to find out who thrives and who can thrive, who feels like they can thrive in Bill O'Brien's system, because then that's the same thing. You can get players like that.
And we know that they need a running back too. So now, there's a situation where now you have to look at the draft for a running back unless you want to be in a situation where you're bringing back Alfred Blue. I don't want that situation. I think there was an opportunity to improve running back, and that opportunity's gone now, and Tevin Coleman's going to be in San Francisco, and I'm going to be watching every 49ers game, seeing what Tevin Coleman does, and if he does very well, I'm going to look back at this offseason, I'm going to say that's where the Texans let one get away that they could have easily had and that could have easily come here, and I don't know who to blame, whether it's Brian Gain or Bill O'Brien.
You can say that right now, can't you?
It depends how he does. I mean, if he goes up there and just flops, then maybe they look smart and I look dumb.
Well, based on what he's done the last 2 years, I think they look smart. That's a steal, because I'm sure he was looking at all these contracts out there, particularly Le'Veon's contract, thinking, okay, well, we'll get, you know, there's a standard there, and we'll slot right under that. They slotted way under that. 2 years, $10 million. That's like rookie salary cap stuff, you know. For a running back, that's proven.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, talking about Tevin Coleman going to the Atlanta Falcon, or the Atlanta Falcon running back going to the San Francisco 49ers, and how the Texans let this one get away. Ronald Darby still on the market as well, the top free agent cornerback. Not sure exactly why. We know he's coming off a torn ACL, 25 mm-hmm. years old, out there at Philadelphia, from the Philadelphia Eagles. He's not linked to the Texans. He's actually visiting the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chiefs already took the Honey Badger. They could also add the top cornerback on the market in Ronald Darby. Now, there are questions about him, some character concerns. He's never been charged with anything, but he was in the apartment when Jameis Winston's alleged rape took place at Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
He was also with him the night that the Uber incident took place last offseason, where Winston was suspended for 2 games. Wasn't in the Uber, but went to the club with him, and they got separated or whatever, and gave a statement earlier saying he was, but he wasn't. It was just a mix-up. So maybe there's some character concerns. Maybe there's some injury concerns. But the guy that James Ahedebo and Stanford Rout said would help this team a lot, Ronald Darby, is still out there. So if you do want to salvage this, the Texans still have over $40 million, $46 million, to be exact, in cap space.
Right.
If you want to throw some money at Ronald Darby, you can go ahead and do that.
You can. I don't know if I would expect that based on the moves that they're making. Keep in mind, the NFL Network came up with a top 50 consensus free agents left on the market. Of that, there's only 12 that are remaining today. So the Texans, the big free agent ticket items have pretty much, outside of Darby, have pretty much come and gone, and the Texans have, in essence, kind of rearrange the chairs. I'm not going to say on the Titanic, but rearrange the chairs on this ship by bringing in two guys that are basically mirror images in a way of the two guys that left.
And the bargain shopping continues, and this is at a higher level. You want to talk about low risk, high reward? This is to the next level, because the Texans are getting a visit from a cornerback. And it's a former Pro Bowl cornerback that's actually pretty young. Jason Verrett of the Los Angeles Chargers, formerly of TCU. He was a damn good player there. He's going to visit with the Texans. And the good news about Jason Verrett is guys with this type of talent aren't usually on the market.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hit the market, because this guy, the one season that he's played, all of the season, 2015, he was one of the best corners in the league. He was a Pro Bowler. Now, the bad news is...
Oh, he's got some bad news.
In the last 3 seasons, Verrett has played 5 games. Just to put that in perspective, Kevin Johnson, the last 3 seasons, he's played 19 games. So he's played 14 less games than Kevin Johnson the last 3 years. He's also had an array of injuries. I'll just list what his injuries have been.
And pay attention here. These are not just your average injuries here.
No, it's not like he has a knee problem or something mm-hmm. like that. You can go all over the body here. 2014, he hurt his labrum and rotator cuff in his left shoulder, which forced him to play just 6 games in his rookie season. 2016, partial tear of his ACL.
What?
Partial tear of his ACL. This after he was a Pro Bowler in 2015. 2017, week 1, the knee pain was acting up again, so eventually they put him on IR, and he missed the rest of that season. And then last year in July, he tore his Achilles trying to come back.
Oh, just the Achilles.
Just the
all.
Achilles in July. The good news is it was July. It wasn't during the season. So this guy has had about as bad an injury luck as you could possibly have. But I keep hearing, you know, the best durability, the best availability is the best durability, or whatever whatever people say.
Yeah.
Whatever the heck
it is. The best ability is durability.
The best ability is durability. I don't disagree with that, but if there was a guarantee that this guy was going to be on the field, he would never get out of Los Angeles.
No.
So it's worth rolling the dice if you're just going to give him a one-year deal to see if maybe he can come back and be the player he was in 2015. There's reason for skepticism, but when you're at this point in free agency, you're not investing a lot of money in a guy that you're investing a lot of years in. This guy's worth bringing in, and he's worth at least bringing to training camp, because if we are supposed to go on the timetable of Achilles, July, August, September, he should be ready to go by the start of the season. Now, I don't want to Deontay Foreman anybody, but this guy's worth taking a risk on. I would bring in Verrett without hesitation.
It fits with what I mentioned in the last segment. I mean, this is a money ball guy. This is the definition of a money ball guy. He's had three major injuries. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, ACL, an ACL reoccurrence of some sort, or a knee reoccurrence of some
Achilles.
Sort, and then an Achilles.
And a labrum.
But is a former first round pick, who at his best when he played was a stud.
There's only one example of it. That's the thing. There's one. It's not like this guy played 3 years and there was the one time he stayed on the field, he was a Pro Bowler.
He was a stud. He absolutely. This is Moneyball, man. This has got it written all over it. I would guess that he's going to take some relatively long visits. He's visiting the 49ers, I think today, right?
Yes.
And then also in line to visit the Texans next, and then the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to give him. This is not about like what he can do on the field. This is going to be doctors, orthopedic surgeons. This is going to be, you know, rehab specialists. They're going to give him his body the once over. I mean, this is all about how healthy do you think he's going to be? And then they're going to lowball him with a money, with a price.
And let's be honest, you can find guys from the street that can be available to you and suck. We saw it last year with Sharice Wright. Like you can find a Sharice. If this Verrett thing doesn't work, then you can find guys like Sharice Wright to throw out there, and they can get burned, and they can be available to you for 16 weeks. Mm-hmm. But if this guy is available, he's going to straight ball out, and it's going to be worth the investment, and the investment isn't going to be that large.
Right.
Go out there and get Jason Verrett, Brian Gain. I think it's worth it. If we're gonna bargain shop, we might as well bargain shop for something that has a little more upside. Don't just bargain shop to bargain shop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. Coming up next, the Rockets took an L last night, and it was a very concerning loss. Plus, Jerod Johnson's going to join the show. He's going to discuss the moves he believes the Texans should have made. Keep it locked. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.